With Mother's Day just around the corner, are you thinking about something truly special for your mama? I am. And let me tell you about mylifeinabook.com. It's a unique service that turns your mom's life stories into a beautiful book. Pretty cool, right? So here is how it works. Every week, mylifeinabook.com will send her a question via email, and these can be pre-written questions about her life or any custom questions you wish to ask. And then she can either type her response or record her voice. And then mylifeinabook.com compiles all of her responses into a beautiful keepsake book. And then guess what? They can even create an audiobook using her voice recordings. You get to preserve her voice and her stories for your family. I mean, imagine you're discovering stories about her youth, her adventures, the challenges that she had to overcome in life, the way that you two connect and relate, and also the way her grandkids will relate to her. I mean, this book becomes a legacy and something that you and your future generations can truly treasure forever. I mean, your mom's given you a lifetime of stories, so this is your chance to give her a way to share them. And not only am I creating one for my mom now for Mother's Day, but for my dad's birthday, as my dad is turning 80 this year, and I like to gift him with sentimental gifts. You know, he's gifted my family and I so many treasured moments. So I wanted to create something for us to collect these memories and for my future kids, for them to know my father's voice. So beautiful, sentimental, easy to use. Let me emphasize, easy to use. And you can truly create one for anyone. Your mom, your dad, your bestie, maybe even you. So check out mylifeinabook.com and use code MAGIC at checkout for 10% off. Create an unforgettable gift for your mom this Mother's Day. That's mylifeinabook.com and use code MAGIC for 10% off today. This is pretty awesome. So if you are into science-backed products when it comes to your health, your gut health, but also woman-owned products, I must introduce you to Equilibria. I'm so thankful I discovered them this year. I mean, Equilibria, they help you take on your wellness journey knowing that you have a dedicated one-on-one support to help you achieve your goals. So it's not like you're just taking a pill mindlessly. You actually get one-on-one support. That's awesome. And their signature product, which is EQ's Daily Women's Microbiome Defense, it comes in a convenient 3-in-1 capsule form. And so this is specifically formulated to bolster digestive health and fortify gut barrier protection, among other benefits. And we know that a balanced gut not only enhances our immunity, but also contributes to our overall mental well-being and our quality of sleep, of course, having efficient digestion, and even radiant skin. But what distinguishes Equilibria's probiotic supplement is its meticulous selection, which is tailored to women's health needs. And of course, like I said, science-backed, and they're also ensuring affordability without compromising potency. And as someone who once struggled pretty severely with gut health issues for years, I intensified my focus on gut health in, I'd say, around 2020. And I'm thrilled to have recently discovered these products this year, as of course, they're backed by research for women's well-being, they're women-owned, and they support overall microbiome health, warding off harmful bacteria and enhancing our nutrient absorption. So head to myeq.com and use code MAGIC for 15% off Equilibria's microbiome defense and much more. That's myeq.com. And use code MAGIC at checkout for 15% off site-wide today. Hello, Jaima. Jaima Yomis, it is Raquel, and welcome to Your Own Magic, a soul expanding and mind altering podcast. This episode is brought to you by Hum Nutrition and New Calm. So this episode is piggybacking off of last week's episode on a conversation with your future self, but focusing in on one area, honing in on one area and expanding it. Also, fair warning, I have no script, no outline in front of me right now. So this is just rolling from my heart. It might not be a linear conversation. Well, I guess a linear monologue, but I'm just ready to free flow and share from my soul. I know that I want to look back at my life and feel so full that I explored my soul's burning desires with every piece of me, every part of me. So I've decided to take on a new venture. This sparked from having a conversation with my future self, in a sense, and asking myself, what would I regret not doing in life? What did I regret most in life? And of course, that regret, this is all hypothetical. I'm sure that I would still look back and be so thankful with everything in my life, as we shall be. But it's very true that the number one regret of people dying is that they wish that they lived their lives the way they fully wanted to, instead of living a life of what others expect of you or want of you, and instead simply just living and pursuing the dreams, the burning desires that we all carry. Well, at least I believe we all carry. And I feel it like there's no need for us to downgrade our dreams to match our reality, but instead we just simply need to upgrade the feeling of ourselves, the belief in ourselves, to match our vision. And so maybe we are living the life of our dreams right now, or maybe we're living a life beyond our wildest expectations, especially in this rapidly evolving world. There's no way I would have expected or envisioned creating a podcast as a child, because that wasn't even around. I mean, think of the humans, the people that all of a sudden later in life, they have this story to tell, and so they want to share it through writing, through music or poetry, or, well, I guess that's part of writing, or painting, or maybe not even in an art form, maybe a lecture. I guess lectures are an art form, but people have a message they want to share. Maybe it's personal, or maybe it's something that is not personal, but something that they have explored that has to do with humanity or this world, this universe in some way. Sharing this message, the story that comes through to them, this experience they had, or event or subject they explored. But I do feel and believe that all, or most humans at least, want to be heard and seen in any way, shape, or form. And in fact, deserve to have their story heard, to have a story to tell that deserves to be heard in this abundant universe. We all have careers, right? Or jobs, a job or career. But we all have callings. And I think that that calling, it's not the actual career or job title, obviously, but it is part of the description. It's the what it represents. That's the actual manifestation of whatever the career title is or the job title. It's the dharma, the purpose, the overall experience that is being experienced as you live or you work in this career title or job title or accomplish this hobby or explore whatever subject or narrative, if that makes sense. It's the overall, when you zoom out from a macro perspective, it's the overall, the overarching purpose behind it that is part of one of your soul's callings that you may enjoy, or that's why you want X career. It's more so, not so much the career, but the experience, because that is part of whatever your soul is calling for. So if not that career, what other careers also share that same overall purpose, that overall experience that your soul is desiring? I had an episode in the beginning of the year it was recorded in 2020, but it was released in the beginning of the year, with Sahara Rose. And that episode, very, very special episode, as she shares these different archetypes that are basically encoded in us that are part of our soul's dharma. And perhaps we know what they are because we know what we're passionate about. We know what lights us up the most. And that light within us that does light us up, I feel is God whispering that this is your calling. So the dharma archetypes are like the nurturer, the warrior, the entertainer, the visionary, the teacher, the, I believe, entrepreneur. There are many different archetypes that Sahara Rose has uncovered, has discovered, and they relate to your purpose. And it's not the specific career title or job title. It's truly the overall experience that they provide that is what your soul wants to experience. I remember mine is entertainer and I believe visionary or teacher. I feel mine's visionary and entertainer and teacher. It's similar to Ainsley MacLeod and what his guides shared about our human purpose that our soul wanted to explore. If you've listened to the episodes with Ainsley MacLeod, who is a psychic medium, and his guides talk about souls and soul ages and how to determine or see, all right, this is a young soul, this is an old soul. His guides so generously, of course, categorized our ages into 10 different levels just to make it easy for our somewhat limited human mind to comprehend. Oh dear, of course our soul's limitless, right? We're limitless, but then you gotta admit, we can't deny the fact that the human's a little fragile and also only understands so much, you know? They talk about the different purposes, like is your soul type a educator, caregiver, performer, spiritualist? And there were more. I'll link that in the show notes. I just can't think of the other ones off the top of my head right now. And his guides informed me that mine were performer, spiritualist, and man, I don't remember the other one all of a sudden. Oh no. Anyway, that's beside the point. Let's just say that your soul type that you uncover is the dominant type is a educator. Well, perhaps you are feeling a deep desire to accomplish high academia. You know, maybe your dream was to go to one of the Ivy League schools. Beautiful, crazy debt, but beautiful. I honor that. I love it. Though I'm still paying my student debt. USC was not cheap, guys. And, oh man, I know this is another beside the point thing, but you guys are gonna think that I'm crazy. I got a full ride to Pepperdine. Full ride. And because USC was my dream school, I was like, I can handle student debt, which I can. But, you know, if you get a full ride somewhere that's also a good school, consider going there instead of paying $60,000 a year or whatever. Kind of silly. But guess what? We're abundant. But I do want to say that I actually don't regret my decision of going to USC over Pepperdine. It was a tough one, but deep down, my heart wanted USC, and I'm very thankful that I went there. USC, fight on. I'm excited for the game. Seriously, the only games I care about, I'm not a huge basketball fan or football fan, but the only games that I somewhat do care about are USC, and don't make fun of me if you're into sports, but the Utah Jazz, okay? And Chicago Bears. But I went years without caring about sports, and I don't know what happened. Maybe it's the quarantine, but I suddenly care again. So weird. I'm way off track. This is what happens when I don't have a script in front of me and I decide to go on these random tangents that don't really have the core of the message involved, do they? Can I find it? Well, we're multifaceted beings. Okay, I'm getting back on track, I promise. I'm going to reground, so I might as well insert an ad right here, and then we'll get back on track right after this short break. I would love for you to experience a new kind of calm with New Calm. Now, New Calm gets you into a deep, transcendental, meditative state every single time. So no matter if you are brand new to having a mindfulness practice or you have been doing this for years, a seasoned meditator, no matter the case, NewCom will allow you to make the most out of your mindfulness sessions. I've been using NewCom in the middle of my day when I have that afternoon slump to calm my nervous system and reap the benefits of meditation, a deeper state of meditation, in fact, using NewCom. And I love their plush eye covers with the relaxing beats, the music that they provide. My favorite is Reboot, and it reboots me for the rest of my day. NewCom shifts you into the calming brainwave states of meditation and slows breathing to a pace that trained monks strive for. And fun fact, if any of you even care, but 49 professional sports teams use NewCom. That's very interesting. And Tony Robbins says, I use NewCom as a tool to make up for the sleep debt my lifestyle creates. NewCom completely focuses me, energizes me, and allows me to be at my best. The more you use NewCom, the easier it will be for you to prime yourself for balance and more effectively deal with the challenges that arise in your life. So I do feel more liberated these days. And I would like to say that perhaps NewCom also played a role in that. NewCom is the only system of its kind, clinically proven in over 1 million sessions to improve your sleep, reduce your stress, and boost your recovery without drugs and side effects. The NewCom system uses cutting-edge neuroscience and consists of 3 non-invasive and non-pharmaceutical items, so nice, all of which are included in the monthly subscription. The whole process is easy to use and is wonderful to incorporate in your daily routine. So own your day, take control, and use NewCom in your mornings or afternoons or right before you sleep or whenever you choose to get into that deep transcendental meditative state. We have a special link set up specifically for the Your Own Magic listeners. Go to magicnewcom.com and get 50% off of your 30-day subscription of NewCom and a money-back guarantee. That's magic, you know how to spell magic, M-A-G-I-C, NewCom, NewCalm.com. That's magic, NewCalm.com, magicnewcalm.com, and enjoy this simple way to get into that transcendental meditative state. All right, we're back, and I'm present, and I am ready to continue this message. So back to the educator. Now, let's say that you are a natural educator. You know, that's part of your soul's calling. Perhaps you absolutely love to explore, read about, learn about a variety of topics or one specific topic, and you want to expand off of that, and you unpack many different layers of it, which allows you to become more receptive to new ideas and share these new ideas. And you have this dream of sharing these ideas that you've unpacked, and you want to speak around the world and share these ideas with others who are also interested in the same topic, and maybe even do further research at a institution like a major school or wherever else. And this is part of your soul's calling. Your soul simply, yes, it might feel like it's about exploring the subject, but it's more so about fulfilling that purpose of educating, fulfilling that desire to help others expand their knowledge in some way, shape, or form. And there are a variety of ways people can fulfill this soul purpose, this soul desire of education. And again, there are a variety of different purposes that Ainsley's guides have shared, along with what Sahara has shared with the Dharma archetypes. And it's not ever about the mass scale or wanting to leverage this and have a platform and share it with the world. Well, it could be. There's nothing wrong with that. But it's truly about fulfilling this purpose, feeling full, feeling nourished,
when you are living your soul's calling, what your soul wanted to experience on this earth. And if you're ever feeling off or stagnant or stuck or bored or sad or depressed, if you can go back to the core, the fundamental core of what lights you up and see what perhaps that purpose is, that desire is, then maybe you can consider opening up to this as an opportunity to change something in your life. Maybe it is completely pivoting and changing career paths, or just adding something new to your life, or focusing more on an area that lights you up, and maybe you want to declutter it, or you want to bring more color into it. Again, it might not have anything to do with a career, but it's a simple calling. So perhaps this is something that you want to fulfill more in your relationships. I know one of the purposes is caregiver. So beautiful. And if you're feeling off and you want to make a change, or you're feeling the universe nudge you in that direction that it's time to make a change, how, as a caregiver, can you upgrade your life to simply become open to a new experience where you're still simultaneously fulfilling your soul's calling? And this is where I can't emphasize enough that it's not so much about the career, but about the having that human experience. And maybe you just want to try out a completely different lane that also is under the umbrella of the same calling. Perhaps it is time to explore or become open to the idea of upgrading or changing up the routine a bit and trying something new that kind of scares you, but you know deep down that you want to pursue, that you want to explore. I do genuinely feel like when we are feeling off, it's a loud whisper from the universe saying that it's okay to make a change, as this change may even be an upgrade. So instead of being off or feeling off, you turn back on, you're lit back up, because there's novelty. There's a new mission, a new passion, or a old passion that you have always dreamed of deep down that you are ready to tackle. And so I truly do believe that when you are feeling off in some way, shape, or form, it's the universe basically giving you a permission slip to say that it's okay. This is an opportunity to make some change in your life. And we want you to make a change because we want you to experience the full spectrum of what your human's potential is. And I'm not talking about an off day or an off month or something, but when there's a chronic feeling of something is just not working out in your life, you've been feeling this for a long time, but you can't quite point your finger at it, it's an invitation. It's the universe sending you a opportunity, is sending you a message that it's okay to step outside of this comfort zone and either add more into the same path that you've been walking, or completely take another path and try something new. Or more so, an invitation to try to finally go forward and experience that thing that you feel a magnetic pull towards, you've been dreaming about. That's the universe within you, that's God speaking through you, that's the universe telling you or whispering to you, this is what you are meant to be doing, this is what you are meant to do, this is for you. And so I think when people say that their number one regret on their dying bed, or when they are older and they look back at their life, is that they wish they lived the life they truly wanted instead of living a life of what others expected of me or wanted of me. Perhaps in some cases, yes, maybe there were these expectations, especially when there were more conservative or traditional, and I'm not talking political by any means, but just traditional mindsets, and they truly did expect a certain career path for their children. So perhaps that is the case, especially for people that are older. We're in a different society. And of course, some of you are listening, and I'm sure that that's part of your culture, which I fully understand and honor. But for the majority listening who may feel as though their family has these expectations, I ask, do they really, really have these expectations if it's what you really, really don't want? But I think that most people, whatever you choose to do or what you desire to do, especially this day and age, I think that we are living in a world where most people will support you, support whatever you choose to endeavor, whatever you desire. In fact, not only support you, but applaud you, embrace it for you. Or maybe that is just a privilege and not everybody has that. I do feel like people are more open to, at least in time, the people that you want to support you will support you. Of course, there's a variety of different conditions and circumstances and obstacles that everybody faces. But the thing that is always preventing us from doing that thing that lights us up, that we know is part of our calling, or we have an idea could be a part of our calling because it is that burning desire that never fades, that thing that really has always stood in the way is ourselves. And so I think that the number one regret is that we continued to walk down this narrative because this is what we felt people wanted of us. But really, they probably would have gotten on board. And so it really is our own self that is creating this narrative, holding us back in some way, shape, or form. Or maybe we have all of a sudden walked into this world that seems, that has this guise of feeling so expansive or light. You know, this is the way the world works, we think. We think we know how the world, the universe works. And so we step into this world assuming it's this way, when really it's another programming, it's another construct. And what if that programming is distracting you from doing that thing that actually lights you up, that truly lights you up? But we feel like we can't because of the programming that is around us, the world that's around us. If that makes sense whatsoever. Though I feel like you don't need a permission slip, I am going to ask you and gift you one right now. If you are feeling stuck in some way, if you are feeling even bored or sad, or maybe you're even happy with your life, but you want to spice things up a little bit, look at your world from an outside perspective and zoom out the lens. Watch yourself like you are watching your life on a movie screen. Are you going to be happy on the route you decided to choose? Or do you think you're going to be curious of a couple others to at least dabble in or change things up a little bit? And if you're not completely content right now, or if things are not working out for whatever reason in your life, if something is not working out, then what is it that needs to change? And if you're open to change or open to try something new that feels expansive for you, then you're opening up to an upgrade. And I would define an upgrade as the knowing that your life just got even better, feels even more full, more rich than ever before. Like that feeling a mother has when she births her first child, her second child, her children, and that feeling one may feel after they graduate high school and they're about to embark on a new journey, a new life. Or it could be that feeling when someone just gets married, or they just meet their soulmate, or maybe even something as simple as watching your garden grow. That feeling I recently felt when I admitted to myself that my true love, my true desire, my true passion in life is the art of acting. And so I will continue to pursue it. like I did as a child and as a teen and a young adult, and continue on. So that upgrade is that feeling that life just got that much better. Hum Nutrition. If you haven't heard of Hum Nutrition, not only have they been one of our longest, if not the longest standing sponsor, but they are also, coincidentally, my favorite high quality supplement, as they meticulously select micronutrients to balance the beauty from within, from tummy issues, which I suffered with in years past. I haven't for a long time now, which is nice. Also skin, nails, metabolism, energy, sleep, or nutritional deficiencies like B12 and vitamin D. And Hum has a variety of gluten-free, non-GMO products, and most of them vegan. And the Yomis can receive a free nutrition report to find the right nutrients to balance any deficiencies within. So just go to humnutrition.com and enter the promo code MAGIC for 20% off. My old go-to was Gut Instinct, but like I said, I haven't had to use that in quite a long time now, which I'm so thankful for. So now my favorites are Glow Sweet Glow and Hair Sweet Hair, because they are vegan gummies. And I mean, you know, I can't pass on a good gummy, but maybe gummies aren't your thing. They have a variety of other supplements too that I highly recommend, like Private Party, which supports vaginal and urinary tract health. Here Comes the Sun, which supports the immune system and boosts your mood, as it has vitamin D3. But I would say my favorite is Red Carpet for glowing skin and shiny hair, which, by the way, I know there are many factors involved as to why my hair has grown a lot finally, but I do want to also thank Hum for being a part of that, as it provides plant-based fatty acids and nourishes my hair follicles and skin and promotes healthy skin texture as well. A must try. So again, you receive 20% off when you enter the promo code MAGIC at checkout. So go to humnutrition.com and perhaps take their free nutrition report if you would like to find out what would be specific for you, and receive 20% off wherever you are in the world. Just make sure to check out using the promo code MAGIC for 20% off of your purchase. And thank you, Hum Nutrition, for supporting Euro Magic for a long time now. Now on with the rest of the show. Now let's say you have a wonderful career, job, it's part of your calling, yet you're feeling this way. That doesn't mean get up and shift jobs or change jobs. Perhaps you want to incorporate a new hobby, or you want to begin to tackle something else that is an extension of this job. There's a new project. Maybe it's time for you to write that book. Maybe it's time for a complete rebranding, you know? If there is a moment in life where we feel stuck, where we feel stagnant, where we feel hopeless, then what is it that you are not exactly listening to that the universe is asking for you? It's okay to make a change in your life, because that change is an upgrade. It seems if we're not quite aware of what our calling is, well, what I've observed is the calling stems from, is rooted in our hearts. I know that sounds so cheesy and trite, but it truly does begin there. There's got to be some ounce of interest and passion for something, anything. And maybe whatever it is it something that you might feel guilty about because it feels like something you should not pursue, or it doesn't feel like it's a plausible or a logical thing to pursue? Well, why not? If it's there in your heart, I believe I said this before, but that's that light, that call, that's a call from God, from the universe. I think the calling is often just in our dreams, when we are driving in the car and dreaming of our life, or what we did most as children, reflecting back on that. And I bring this up because I know a lot of people are like, I just don't know what my calling is or what I want to do to change things up in my life. But there are so many ways, so many different things we can try, you know? If we don't know what it is that we want to change up because we're feeling off, then first of all, it does not hurt to just explore something that you might simply just be curious about. Who knows where that would lead you? Or go back to childhood. Like, for example, when I was a kid, my favorite thing to do, my favorite thing to play, well, obviously I would go to acting class, right? But when my friends came over to play, we would film movies because I had a little camera and I just wanted to always like create these little movies. And I would say, okay, I have this idea. And we would film shot by shot. Like if we didn't like a scene that we just created, I would just go back and rewind it to a certain point for us to retake that scene. Instead of editing it on a computer, I just really went shot by shot on my camera, but we would play and create these movies. I did that with my cousins, Chelsea, Sadie, Kendra, and Wesley, and my dear friend, Tara. Tara, thank you for being my only friend as a child. And I still remember the scripts I wrote as a little girl for my movies, like this one script called The Ghost of the Piano. And I was certain that this script, it was a 50-page script, would make it to Hollywood. I was 8 years old. I sent it to Britney Spears to play my mom because, you know, on the CD albums, they had fan mail addresses. And so I just sent it to that address. I didn't hear back. I did manifest hearing back from her later on, though, for a completely different situation. That's another story. But I know my script was probably horrible if I look back at it. I'm sure it was not the greatest story told of all time. However, that doesn't matter because it lit my soul on fire. So we're also even writing little short stories. So it's like, what did you love to do as a child? What really lit you up and made it feel as though time did not exist? And maybe you can incorporate more of that or remember that to give you an idea of what your calling is. I think as children, we tried it all. We loved to explore it all. We all painted. We all played with Play-Doh. We all wrote our own little books, I'm sure, picture books. We all played house. We all played school. We all played Barbies, maybe. I don't know. I loved Barbies. And Polly Pocket. Oh, Polly Pocket, so fun. But anyway, we all probably played with or just explored a lot of different activities. So of those activities, what lit you up the most? And why do you think it was? What was the umbrella purpose behind it all? Did you want to simply just create? Did you want to stand up there and lecture and educate as a school teacher? Did you want to build castles in the sand? What was it that you loved the absolute most? It's an exercise to get an idea of what your soul's calling might be. Because that child and her or his or their limitless wild imagination knows best. Now, with that being said, I know many of you are listening and you are so content where you're at. You are feeling very ecstatic about life because you have an awesome career path that you have been pursuing, or maybe you don't even have a job, but life has just been going so good and you don't feel off in any way, shape, or form. Amazing. Keep those high vibes going. But this is something to, you know, keep in your heart or keep in your mind if you ever do feel off or that dip, or we're always evolving, we're always changing. And so if you ever have that need, that desire to spice things up, or you are ready for experiencing something new, experiencing an upgrade because it's been a while since you just felt like life has been so delicious, whenever, if ever that comes, then, well, first of all, remember this amazing feeling right now. Perhaps you'll be able to reflect back and feel it in that moment. But, you know, people want to make an upgrade and they might not be receiving that sign from the universe like something's off. Maybe everything really is going great, but we are always wanting to evolve and change and grow. So even when life's going great, it's okay to continue to desire the upgrade. However, if everything is feeling right, I hope that you're enjoying the moment right now. I hope that you are present with the presence that are around you, feeling good is something that not every human is feeling in this moment. And that's something to look at and be grateful for and honor and remember as well. Because if you ever have a low moment or an off moment, remember, you'll always feel good again. Life is full of ebbs and flows, of highs and lows, and we're always going to feel this rewarding feeling you're feeling right now. If or when you hit a low, remember, you will be experiencing this again, this feeling that you have right now again, but perhaps now is time for a change in some way, which may lead to an upgrade if you're up for it. And some people may just want an upgrade as they're feeling great. Go for it. You have momentum. Momentum is the greatest force in the universe. And I think that when you've built the momentum and you are just on what feels like a steady incline, keep going. Do not give up. There are going to be challenges and obstacles and things that seem as though they're setting you back, but if your mindset is set to not see those quote-unquote setbacks as fails or setbacks or anything that is going to derail you, ooh, you have found the magic. Your soul is set on fire, and I am so happy for you and where you're at, and continue upgrading as you are. I love it. I feel as though it's wise to continue the course until you feel forced to stop. And let's say momentum does slow down or completely stops, completely halts. Then again, a beautiful opportunity the universe gifted you to change it up a bit and pivot or add something new and beautiful or declutter a little bit just to kind of clear some space. So this is all basically reinvention of our life, upgrading our life in small ways or big ways. But when we do feel off in some way, shape, or form, it's so important to, of course, do the shadow work to see why. Shadow work processes, as there are many, to release the shadow. But it also might just be a simple sign that it's okay to change things up, because this world that's around you right now, there's clearly some boundaries or barriers that you are either too afraid to explore, or you feel that you are confined to this life, when in reality you have the free will to completely reinvent and reprogram and see and create a completely new life for yourself while still making others happy that you love, especially those that you love, and having them around you. I feel like another key in this process as well is to completely eliminate or reduce expectations. Ladies, we all have different symptoms that time of the month. For me, my energy level happens to just dip insanely, and I just feel a little down, you know, a little sluggish. And so I'm happy to share Happy Mammoth, the company that created Hormone Harmony, and they are dedicated to making women's lives easier. And that means using only science-backed ingredients that have been proven to work for women. They make no compromise when it comes to quality, and it shows. Hormone Harmony contains science-backed herbal extracts called adaptogens. And so here's the beauty about adaptogens. They help the body adapt to any stressors, like chaotic hormonal changes that happen naturally throughout a woman's life. So, Hormone Harmony is for any woman with symptoms of hormonal imbalances, and it's perfect for symptoms that put a woman's life on hold, like racing thoughts and low moods, poor sleep and feeling tired all the time, occasional bloating and gas when you have no desire to get in bed next to someone, if you know what I mean, and also hot flashes and night sweats if you happen to be going through menopause. It's really great for women with menopause. So yeah, Hormone Harmony can help with all of these things. And for a limited time, you can get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use the code MAGIC at checkout. That's happymammoth.com and use the code MAGIC for 15% off today. Your hormones will thank you. I'm all about that fuss-free glam. Give me makeup that's versatile and feels like air on my skin and has ingredients that
love my face. That's good for my face. You know, clean ingredients. And don't even get me started on mascaras because I do want them bold and lengthening. And so we have Thrive Cosmetics, which I've been using since 2020, obviously because I appreciate their foolproof products that make it really easy to apply for any skill level. And they have a full line of makeup to refresh your everyday look, but also they give back. Every product purchased, Thrive Cosmetics donates products and funds to help communities thrive. Hence why it's Thrive Cosmetics, C-A-U-S-E, Medics. Thrive Cosmetics and Bigger Than Beauty skincare are not just makeup brands, they're a whole vibe. They're all about empowering us to rock our confidence. And when you support them, we are helping other communities thrive. Their stuff is not only easy to use, but no nasties, zero parabens, sulfites, phthalates. They are 100% vegan and cruelty-free. Let's talk lashes. Thanks to Thrive's liquid lash extensions, I must say that my lashes are just so beautiful and lush. It adds length, there are no clumps, and also guess what? It slides right off with warm water, so no raccoon eyes here. And I appreciate they have nourishing ingredients that support longer, stronger, and healthier looking lashes over time. And it's a unique formula they use that creates these tubes around each eyelash to lengthen them. We've had problems in the past with the link, but the link does work now. Refresh your everyday look with Thrive Cosmetics, luxury beauty that gives back. Right now, you can get an exclusive 10% off your first order at thrivecosmetics.com/magic. That's Thrive Cosmetics, CAUSEMETICS.com/magic for 10% off your first order.
Now, when we go into a new venture and pursue it, can you simply just enjoy the journey of it with no expectations whatsoever of any outcome and understand it's going to be hard and understand that there's going to be so many obstacles that you will face, but will you take them as lessons that also sculpt your soul, that you know that each of those failures or each of those obstacles that you face, the challenges that you face, are simply amazing lessons that you, your soul perhaps even wanted to learn for you to live this calling, for you to live this thing that lights up you up, that lights you up the most. And so if you eliminate the expectations that are glorified in your mind or glamorized, if you of course visualize and script it out and enjoy that process as well, but to truly eliminate those expectations so you truly enjoy this moment, enjoy this journey, this new upgrade that you are taking on, this new venture. And then you are able to leave yourself open to whatever comes your way and surrender to even greater possibilities that you perhaps didn't even fathom would happen. It's funny how our life, we're about to enter into a complete new world or new venture, or we're just simply adding more color to the world that we're already in. But if we don't have an exact expectation, we open ourselves up to greater possibilities that we can't even fathom at this time, because the universe still wants to surprise us and gift us with more things to be delighted about. That's the most freeing and liberating thing. I've experienced so much joy this past month, eliminating what I thought my life needed to be, and eliminating expectations of how I need to show up for others, and listening to why I was feeling off, because it didn't feel normal, it didn't feel like me. And being okay with the message that I had received and honoring what I knew was really going on that I didn't want to admit to because of fear, because of past traumas my human didn't want to relive, but my soul just has been asking to experience this entire time. First being open to the possibility of change or adding in some new color into your life. Being open to that, and then when you receive whatever that is, or you realize your calling or this new venture you want to embark upon, then also eliminate or reduce the expectations for this vision and be open to receiving whatever comes is going to liberate you, your human, your soul, and also, I feel as though make your human more open to enjoy life as it is and the beauty of life as it is. When we hold on to these expectations and desires in great detail and we have to have whatever that trophy is, man, what if your calling wasn't to get that trophy, but your calling is simply to enjoy the journey and whatever comes along the journey? But if you're focused on that trophy, it's really hard to enjoy and be open to the new experiences that might be more rewarding than whatever that damn trophy is in the first place. So I hope you allow yourself to be open to whatever magic comes your way. And it's coming your way because you have made the decision to open up to the upgrade, which I'm very excited for you. And to think that there is an entire new world, new life, new paradigm you're about to enter. How exciting is that? It's just like you're not bound to any chapter, or you get to write a whole new story and evolve and write your own human script the way you want to. Of course, again, without the expectations, because, you know, we want some surprises. Now, I understand I say no expectation, but I guess I mean be mindful of the expectations. It's not that I feel as though we shouldn't have standards or I'm afraid that we're going to feel let down. Because no, I think you can truly manifest and visualize and whatever you want and write your life the way you want to write your life. But I mostly mean we want to be open to surprises from the universe, because that truly is where the magic lives. And I think I will wrap it up with that. I feel as though this is a short but a very profound and powerful message. Short for long form podcasts, I mean, but a very profound message in it's okay to completely pivot, even though it's scary. It's okay. And it's likely time if you're receiving this message. Or this is something you can just hold in your heart. And you can always come back to it later if you ever feel off or it's time for that upgrade. Oh, wow. We are 44 minutes in. So at this mark, I want to also share that I am doing a giveaway for those who rate and review the podcast. If you send me a screenshot of your rating and review to hello@yourownmagic.life, you will enter to win April's giveaway, which is some of my favorite things. It's like a little gift basket of my favorite things. Jewelry, books, tarot, candle, just a few things. Like 2 books, 1 necklace, and a candle and tarot deck. So if you send that screenshot to hello@yourownmagic.life. You are immediately entered to win, and I will announce the winner on the podcast once I connect with you in April. So that is a wrap for this episode. Thank you so much for tuning in, and I'm excited for however you decide to pivot or make changes or add a little more color or declutter a little bit in your life, just so you are upgrading and evolving and allowing your human a little bit of novelty, so we don't feel stagnant and stuck and bored, or maybe it spices things up a bit if we're a little down, a little depressed, a little sad in some moments. And I love this as well, because who knows, maybe you'll completely take on a complete new trajectory like I am and finally go forward towards that passion, that soul calling that you have had since you were a child, your inner child's true love. So yeah, these are exciting times, guys. These are exciting times. Anyway, I hope you enjoyed the solo, and thank you so much for taking time out of your day to listen, and I hope you have a magical, magical rest of your week. Jai Ma. Yomis, that is a wrap. That is a wrap for this episode. I hope that something spoke deeply to you, expanded you in some way. please let me know if so. You can catch me on Instagram at Raquel Mantra. I spell Raquel a different way than most, so you can see the spelling in the show notes. Or hang out with the Yomis, the like-minded, very conscious and expansive and helpful souls on the Your Own Magic Facebook group. Especially a place to turn to when it comes to, well, whatever you're going through. And there are several tools on the EuroMagic.life membership site. All right, well, thank you so much, and have a magical rest of your day.